Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clint Conitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Red Barrett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer fires to first and picks off Torgerson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barrett, and towards Dark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Conitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Conitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Skeffing moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Skeffing moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skeffing scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Red Barrett. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisti moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisti scores. Holmes moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Holmes moves to third. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoeg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Konitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cisti hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Sokol drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nicholson out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skeffing for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Konitzer. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hogue moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Hogue moves to third. Holmes moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts in front of the plate. Sokol fields it and throws to first for the out. Verbin moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Konitzer strikes out. One out. Bill Sokol is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sokold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Sokold moves to second. Phil Massey pinch runs for Bill Sokold. Emil Kush now pitching. Frank McCormick pinch hits for Bobby Hoog. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Vern Bickford now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Konitzer, who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Konitzer strikes out. 1 out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Sibi Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Lyons now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skeffing hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Konitzer. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeffing scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Emil Kusch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kusch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Verben hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 4 in the game. Elliott is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Jeff Coat is chasing the ball. Heath rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Clarence Maddern now playing left field. Peanuts Lowry now playing center field. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus pinch hits for Clarence Maddern. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-4 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.